Star Entertainment financing agreement fails at the last minute. Star Entertainment has revealed in a regulatory filing that it did not receive a binding debt commitment letter for up to $940 million, US$592.2 million, in financial support from Salter Brothers Capital. Consequently, the proposed refinancing agreement has been withdrawn. The casino operator had been in negotiations with Salter Brothers to secure funding, but the extended deadline for finalizing the deal passed on Tuesday without an agreement. With the failure to secure the refinancing, the company acknowledged that significant uncertainty remains regarding its ability to continue operating. This latest setback adds to the challenges facing the Australian casino group. In addition to its operations, Star holds a 50% stake in Destination Brisbane Consortium, the entity overseeing the Queen's Wharf Brisbane real estate development. The Star Brisbane Casino Resort, located within the Queen's Wharf Brisbane precinct, began a phased opening in August last year. However, due to ongoing financial difficulties, Star has been forced to sell its stake in the project to its investment partners. The company stated that it had made considerable efforts to finalize the deal with Salter Brothers. The proposed refinancing package was intended to provide adequate liquidity to repay the company's outstanding debt obligations. Star unable to satisfy financing conditions. Star confirmed that multiple stakeholders, including state governments and regulatory bodies, were engaged in the discussions. However, despite these efforts, it became clear that several key conditions required for the refinancing to proceed were unlikely to be met in time to address the company's immediate financial needs. A major obstacle in the negotiations was the lender's requirement for specific priority arrangements and enforcement rights over Star's non-gaming assets. The company stated that it was unable to meet these conditions, ultimately causing the deal to collapse. Without new funding, Star remains in a vulnerable financial position as it continues to grapple with liquidity issues and operational challenges. Following the breakdown of the refinancing talks, Star has also been unable to submit its half-year financial report for the period ending December 31, 2024, to the Australian Securities Exchange. The company attributed the delay to the lack of an appropriate refinancing solution. Maintaining regulatory compliance and fulfilling financial reporting obligations remain key concerns as the company works through its financial struggles. As it seeks alternative liquidity options, Star acknowledged receiving a bid in mid-March from Bally's Corporation. The proposal, described at the time as unsolicited, involves Bally's acquiring a stake in the Australian Casino Group. Star confirmed that it is continuing discussions with Bally's and is actively exploring other potential financial solutions to stabilize its position.